Yeah, well, last year, Ryan, we had situations where we were told that, you know, only one single bus operator was taking tours to Malin Head. At that point, we did have discussions with Fáilte Ireland and with the tourism board within our own county, Donegal Tourism. We also met with Exploring Shone. So putting that all together, we just need to be sure that at the start of this year, we're now in January, we're probably 3 to 4 months away from a summer season. We need to be sure that, you know, we're selling the whole county as a whole, and that whatever tourism's coming into the county, that it's distributed as best we can throughout the county. Because, you know, a lot of the times people think when they get to Donegal, as they get to Donegal town, that that's them in Donegal, and they move on somewhere else, and we don't get the benefits up here in the Neshone in particular off the amount of tourists that come into Donegal. And I think it's just to be vigilant of that now in January, and make sure that our own Donegal tourism within the county, working with all the other tourism operators, making sure that that amount of people that's coming into to the county is distributed as best we can equally around the county, and making sure that those tour operators and those bus operators come to any show. And I think that's important for us as an MD. It's important for all the businesses here in any show, and particularly, you know, a lot of these businesses throughout the summer depend solely on tourism. So it's important that that is looked at early on. And I know we have a Donegal Tourism meeting there early February, and it's something we'll discuss and something that I will highlight with them as well.